Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Chabarim, shalom, Rastafari, Chabarim, here for the Wednesday podcast, here at the fourth day of the Shabuah, the fourth day of the seventh, here for Wisdom Wednesday here. I and I, Rastafari Podcast, LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah Society, right here. Wisdom is a principal thing. Get wisdom. Get ha. Yes, I, Rastafari.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yes. Wisdom is the principal thing. She is the principal thing. In the beginning, as is translated from the Hebrew, Bereshis, in the Reshis, Hebraically, getting to the roots. The true roots of Rastafari. Now, there's a lot of confusion going out there. There's a COINTELPRO against Rastafari that's circulating the ether and the atmosphere, just giving ones a heads up. One's talking about, well, the only real Rastas are Jamaican Rastas. Well, the only real Rastafari come from Ethiopia. The Rastafari. Also, one's talking about the isms and schisms. One's trying to raise up this false thing called Rastafarian isms, schisms, saying it's just like Christianity, so forth and so on. There's ones and ones calling themselves the Messiah and trying to go past Kedemawi Haile Selassie while still deviating and abbreviating I namesake Rastafari. To touch on that right there, but right here, you'll know this if you know Wisma, because wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. Yes, I get wise mind, according to the teaching of His Majesty Kedemawi Haile Selassie. Don't get caught up in the identity theft. Someone's trying to reinterpret what Rastafari really means, while not going to the roots and studying the teaching of His Majesty. And the ignorance out here in the diaspora, here in this Babylon, in this confusion, causing more confusion. But wisdom, she is the principal thing.
Two roads before you, pick your
redemption. The true teaching of His Majesty leads to redemption. The true teaching of His Majesty based on the B-I-B-L-E, based on the Bible. His Majesty's glory leads to redemption. Many are called, few are chosen. So there's many ones and ones who may have picked up the Bible or talk about Christ and Jesus or whether Old Testament or New Testament as the Messiah, Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, so stated it and so said it, so it is. Right? There is the broad way right, that leads to destruction, and now is the gate that leads to life and that leads to true redemption, the true spirituality, the true teaching of His Majesty. Here for Wisdom Wednesday, right here. Let's get to the roots right here of the teachings right here. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here the Alpha and Omega of Wisdom. Proverbs. Yes, sir.
And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy not the law of thy not the law of thy
my son. Hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law. Forsake not the law. Hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. And of thy father and for father and for father. My son, my son. My son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy law of thy law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, thy mother, thy mother, thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, 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 the law of thy mother.
The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called,
and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
in laughter the heart is sorrowful. Your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous ones shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, now. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
There we go, the willingness is this. Now, the part that really caught my attention is how the Hebrew says when men let grow their hair in Israel. But the authorized, or the version that we have in the English, like the King James, it instead translates it as for that the leaders took part, or the leaders took the lead. See, it kind of totally obscures. Right, the Nazarite connection, just so we see the Hail connection, right? We see the Amhara, right? So we have the people, Amika, right? We have the people connection, even in the word. Where the very same key words have survived, you know, and the same key words are found both in the Ethiopic as well as the Hebraic. And those are the key, how can you say, those are the keys. Those are the signs right there. Now, let's go right here to, okay, the song of Deborah and Barak. Then sang Deborah and Barak the song, the son of Abinoam, on the day, saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves to themselves. Now, so they translate here the avenging of Israel in verse 2 of Judges chapter 5, but a more correct translation of it would be when men let grow their hair in Israel, right? Or what we can say is bifroah, Peraot, beef roa, or beef, yeah, beef roa, peraot, be Yisrael, B'Yisrael, B'Yisrael. Right? When men let grow their hair in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly. Barku Yahweh, bless ye y'all, Barku, all of y'all, right? Bless Yahweh.
The translation that we're familiar with is praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel. So the phrase the avenging of Israel is actually when men not up when men let grow their hair, right? When men let grow their hair. We went through the footer here because they say the difficulty of translating the phrase bifroah peraot has led to many conjectures. The root para has been connected with the Arabic farah, Rastafari, an eminent man, Rastafari. And the rendering given in some versions is for that the leaders took part or took the lead, so forth and so on. But the best translation or the best understanding connects the root para, the head of long hair, as you can compare that with Leviticus 13:45 and Numbers 5:18. Some commentators explain it as referring to the unbound and streaming hair, the locks, the nati of the warriors who had consecrated themselves to the war of liberation. We have this even in Ethiopia, the fuzzy wuzzies and that whole process. You know what I mean? Or the, what do they call it again? They have these different names for the growing of, fuzzy wuzzies is one of them I like. You know, the big woolly afros. And, you know, that's just one step towards the locks, you know, or one variation of the same growing of the hair. Right, so that part really needs to be brought out. See, we're not even getting into a full study of the Song of Deborah right here, just addressing some of the basic link between Psalm 110, verse 3, and the Song of Deborah and Barak in Judges chapter 5, verse 2. But the people offer themselves willingly. So we have to think on a certain level.
Yes. Wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing right here. You hear the Wednesday podcast. Wisdom Wednesday. Here. Let's ride out with the Wednesday, the evening. The evening psalm for the Wednesday, we have the daily psalm for this day according to Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew. That's the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 60. But here, the standing psalm right here for the Wednesday. Riding up. Yes, I, Rastafari. I. Wisdom of Wednesday.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Here,
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
John, cut them off. Cut them off, all these enemies. COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO is newly risen his head against Rastafari, causing confusion, a lot of confusions out there. You can hear a lot of ones speaking against Rastafari, you know, saying a lot of diverse things, diverse doctrine. But here we bun them out, we run them out, wisdom, principle thing. Can't put a congregation on Rastafari. Y'all danger.
Psalm 94, a chant for the congregation. The Avenger, the vengeance Jehovah, to thee, to the I belongs, proclaim thy wrath aloud, great judge of all, redress our wrongs, let justice smite the proud, they say, Jah, nor sees nor hears. Fools, when will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears, or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain. But should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy, Jah, reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and care comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I and I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with these which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yes, I vengeance chant right here in the midway day in the Shabua in the seven right here. Very important reason for the season and this time. Yes, I wisdom, mother wisdom. Wisdom teaches I and I how to cut them off, giving I a wise mind, overstanding. Right here. Sister Aisha with Ja Vengeance. Yes, I.
Still insist to stay in the jazz like we just the hour of a day. And I hear some of the music seems on rhythm on the track. Stay strong. But these are those who pass through great tribulation. Right stuff for the love can see the plan I was feeling. When I see them about the song, look at the vengeance. In a summer, we really think they say, one who's like the love of me, say I ain't in peace. In this bad judgment, yeah. The fiddles of the fiddles and the bandits turn when I was there. And see the wicked that we run out with the fire and we're going to the dance. And let me feel on me, tell up on me, say I ain't it. Come back and feel on me, tell up on me, say I ain't it. Yeah, yeah. But when he got love and he got nothing, I will tell ya. When I see love and I am a baby, love and I'm a toy. Make love keep on shining in the hour of a day. Don't let me feel your sweet job in the empty. You got that let me feel your sweet job in the empty. In the summer, in the city, tell your family, I ain't missing. It's not that I'm the same one. It's not the love and it's the way I am missing. It's that judgment time. Yeah, yeah. United we stand. But I see dividing, we must have the fall. of the hills and valleys. Use lightning and thunder. It's a up and down, it's down.
I, Jah Vengeance, yes I, the evening psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 94, some Rhema tunes right there, roots reggae Rhema tunes, Rastafari tunes right there, Jah Vengeance, bringing out the theme of the evening psalm for the fourth day of the seven, the midday of the Shavuah. Of the strong, called the weak, but I and I keep it sabbatically strong. And speaking about the sabbatical, here, we're in the second reading and feeding, Jamana, angels, bread right here. Noch, Noah. So here, giving an overview right here and touching on this Torah reading and feeding for this Shavuah, for this sabbatical strong. Yes,
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, 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 in the eyes of the Lord.
Build his house on the sand. Oh yeah.
These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. The earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female.
of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. It came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. The rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. Every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
As it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in these latter days, the end times, the times of the Gentiles, nation states. Here we have the Shabbat Noah, Sabbath Noah. Here this Shavua, this sabbatical strong. So some of the reasoning, some of the aliyah, some of the Torah, the studies right here, and this.
And God created man upon earth,
Yeah.
From an Adam and Eve time, and Adam and Eve, them have children and things, and them go on till them go on bad, and God never liked the way how man was going on.
Hmm.
So him tell Noah, build an ark.
Mm.
You know, a thing like a ship or a boat, one of them big ark business. Noah build the ark, Noah building the ark, the people them say, Noah build the ark. And them say, what that? These guys are nuts. You know?
Mm.
It's just like a man come and him say, Rastafari. And people them say, what that? They don't know about that.
Mm.
I mean, you know what I mean? Anyhow, Noah build the ark. God tell him what he must do. In Noah, him 3 sons, and him son, the wife, the woman that was with the sons, them, and Noah's woman, and all the peers, animals, and everything, God said must get a peer, right? And when the ark finished and thing, flood came and destroyed the rest of the people, them, all of them dead off, except Noah, them. But Noah had 3 sons. One name Am, one name Shem, and one name Japheth.
Yeah.
Well, from that, from that tree son there, and the rest a woman where they about the place. They multiply all these people from the face of the earth.
Mm.
You know? So, but mankind get lost again because, I don't know, mankind get lost somewhere down the line that them don't really, man become enemy. You know, the consciousness that Noah is our father, it come like it don't mean anything to people.
Mm.
But it mean a great deal to the Rasta man, because he know that is the truth. And that's why him say love. And that's why him overstand everything. You know? That's one of the little part about the unification of the people.
Mm.
Because other people have realized that Noah three son, well, him get Africa to Am, which is a black man. Him give Europe to Japhet, which is a white man. And him give Asia to the Chinese, the yellow people him like. You know, Asian people. So that is how, but I mean, you know, it never say, well, then it's bad as upon the earth and me shouldn't come over your side, come look for you or anything like that. We're supposed to be like people upon the face of the earth who God created.
Don't take that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of real life. Noah had three sons, I'm Shem and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting, deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately.
Yes, 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 and interview there with Barana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley right there, reasoning on Noah. So here, for the second of the Rastafari sabbatical studies here for this Shabbat Strong, Noah, remember the prophecy of Robeinu, the King of Kings, Christ, as it was in the days of Noah. So the question is, how was it in the days of Noah? So here, shared Genesis, beginning off Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, to Genesis chapter 7, the end of the chapter, and here, Genesis chapter 8, just getting an overview right here, this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Yes,
Chapter 8. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. And the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass, in the 601st year, in the 1st month, the 1st day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease, 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 shall not cease,
Yes, 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 Declaration of Rights, the Abyssinians, and here, here, the Upsetters, with the Noah dub. Noah Dub right there, the Upsetters. So here, got like 54 or so minutes for the grace of this podcast right here. And here, today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 60. Psalm 60, according to the royal order, for today's daily psalm. Let's rise up and give ear right here. Rise up the chant.
Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end.
You hear? Yes, I give ear, calling, calling, calling. Yes, I, those in the live stream, 515-602. 9761-515-602-9761. Let's ride up in the Midrash. Let's study today's daily psalm right here, here, here.
Description, yes, first Hebrew proper verse, La Menatzeach, Al Shushan, Edut, Miktam, Lidawit, Li Lamed, De Hatzoto, Eta Eram, Naharaim, Ve'eta Eram Sova, Vayashava Yoab, Vayak, Eta Edom, Bit Gaya Melach,
Melach,
Melach, Melach, Melach, for a Midrash on Mizmor Samek, Mizmor Samek, Psalm 60, Psalm LX. Superscription first Hebrew proper verse, La Menatzeach, Al Shushan, Edut, Miktam, Lidawit, Li Lamed, De Hatzoto, Eta Eram, Naharaim, We Eta Eram, Sova, Vayashava Yoav, Vayak, Eta Edom, Bit Gaya Melach, Shinaim Asad Aleph, for the leader, for the chief musician, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, La Menatzeach, Al Shushan Edut, upon Shushan Edut, upon Lily of Testimony, Al Shushan Edut, Miktam, Li Dawid, a miktam of David, Li Lamed, to teach, Bihatzoto when he strove at Aram Naharaim with Aram Naharaim with at Aram Sova and with Aram Zoba with at Aram Sova Wayashaba Yoab and Joab returned Wayashav Yoav Wayak Eta Edom and smote of Edom of Edom B'Gaya Melach in the valley of Salt B'Gaya Melach Shinai Osad Aleph 12,000 Shinai Osad Aleph, Asa Aleph, 12,000. For the leader upon Shushan Edut, Niktam of David to teach. La Menatayah, Al Shushan Edut, Niktam Le David Le Lameid. The phrase Shushan Edut, Shushan Edut, Lily of testimonies to be read in the light of the verse from Yeshaya, Isaiah 50 and 8. He is near that justifieth me, that justifieth I. Who will contend with me? Who will contend with I? Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 50 and 8. To what time, to what Iowa do the words He is near that justifieth me, refer to the times of the Iowa after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Holy One, blessed be He, gave HaTorah, the Torah, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. HaTorah, the Torah, wherefrom they could draw testimony against all the goyim, all the Gentiles, the international community, against all the nations. When he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, Bihatzoto et Aram Naharaim et Aram Zobah. That is when Joab went to make war with Aram, with Aram, the Arameans, said to him, Art thou not Jacob, Yaakov's descendant? And therefore, does not a covenant exist between us, between I and I? For Laban, our forefather said, according to Genesis chapter 31, verses 44, verse 45 and 48. Now come, let us make a covenant, I and thou, I and the I. And Yaakov and Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar, a matzeva, for a howlet, a stella, a pillar. And Laban and Laban said, This heap is witness between me and thee this day. This heap is witness between I and thee, I this day. When Joab heard this, he knew not how to contend with it. And he came to David, and said, Aram spoke thus and thus to me. Aram spoke this and this to I. At once, David assembled the Sanhedrin, to whom Shlomo Solomon alluded in the verse from Song of Songs 7 and 3. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat set about with lilies. The Sanhedrin, the elders declared, our fathers made two covenants. Abraham made one of the two, as is said in Genesis chapter 21, verses 22, 23, and 32. And it came to pass at that time when Abimelech spoke to Abraham, "Now therefore swear to me here by Elohim that thou wilt not deal falsely with me." So they made a covenant. Now, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, the Israelites, were about to enter the land of the Philistines, it was said to them, "Are you not sons of Abraham? And will you not keep the obligations of the covenant which Abraham made with Abimelech?" The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, replied, "Indeed, we would keep the covenant, but you are not Philistines. For the Philistines have long since departed." The testimony of Scripture in the verse in Deuteronomy, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 23, "The Avim dwelt in villages as far as Gaza, but the Kaphtorim that came forth out of Kaphtor destroyed them," proves that you invalidated the oath. Thereupon, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, entered the land of the Philistines, and possessed it, and possessed her. So too, when the Arameans said to Joab, "Are you not of the sons of Yaakov, of Jacob? And did not Aram make a covenant with Yaakov, with Jacob, when Laban said, 'This he be witness, and the pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar to me for harm'" in Genesis 31, verse 52. Joab is said to reply, "But were not the Arameans first to pass over this pillar with intent to harm? Indeed, on his way to cuss Yisrael, Bilam, Balaam admitted in Numbers 23 and 7, 'Balak, the king of Moab, bringeth me from Aram.'" And this was not the only time that the Arameans passed over this pillar with intent to harm. For Scripture's testimony of the days of Cushan Rishtaim is that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, served Cushan Rishtaim, king of Aram Naharaim, in Judges 3 and 8. Thus, Aram condemns itself by two iniquities, one of the time of Balaam and one of the time of Cushan Rishtaim. After they of the Sanhedrin taught him this, David said, "To the Eternal, in praise of the lily of testimony, Shushan Edut Miktam Lidawi Miktam of David Lilameid, for the teaching of the sage." In the first verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, verse 1, "La Menatayah Al Shushan Edut Miktam Lidawi Lilameid Behatsoto Aram Naharaim and Aram Tzora what is meant by the word Bihatzoto? It means that Joab set Aram on fire. Or it may mean that he riddled it with arrows. Again, it may mean that he took up the people of Aram Naharaim and set them in Aram Zobah, and that he set the people of Aram Zobah in Aram Naharaim. And Joab returned and smote Edom, Vayashav Yoav, Vayak Eta Edom. This verse teaches that he came back a second time, a second hour, and breached its wall. The first time he had said, if I destroy Edom now, I shall not find food or drink on my return from Aram, but I shall let Edom's people be until I have smitten Aram, and then come back to attack them. So when he returned, he smote the people of Edom, as it is said, Vayashav Yoav Vayak et Edom. And Joab returned and smote Edom. O Elohim, thou hast cast us off, Einai, off. Thou the eye hast broken us, Einai, down. Thou the eye hast been angry. O restore us, restore I and I again. Elohim, Senachtanu, Siratzatanu, Anafta, Tishovevalanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I cast you off because you cast me off. As scripture says in Hosea 8:3, Israel have cast off that which is good. The enemy shall pursue him. But though thou hast been angry with me, turn and come back to me, come back to I. As is said, though thou wast angry with me, let thine anger be turned away, and do thou comfort me, do the I comfort I, in Yeshayahu Isaias, Isaiah 12:1. Thou hast made the land to shake, thou the eye has cleft it, the eye has cleft her. Hira ashta eretza tis amataha rifa shivareha ki matah. When Joab said, O Elohim, thou hast cast us off. Elohim, zenachetanu, zeratzetanu. The eye has poken my night down. The earth shook because she was cleft and rolling under his feet. Joab found himself unable to continue fighting. Thereupon David stood up and prayed, heal the breaches thereof, for it tottereth. Rifa shivareha kia matah. Heal the breaches thereof, heal her breaches, for she tottereth. What is the literal meaning of Pitzamta? Thou hast cleft it. Pitzamta.
Amsa. It means that thou, the eye, hast split apart the doors of the earth. Thus, in Aramaic, the word for section. In the verse from Jeremiah 36 and 23, when Yehudi had read three or four sections, is pismin, splitting. Our masters also speak of, quote, a potsherd big enough to place between one split board, pismin, and another. Thou hast made thy people to see hard things. Thou, the eye, hast made us, I and I, to drink the wine of astonishment. Hiraita ameka asha kishakitanu yayin taraela. Tar-ela. How is tar-ela read literally? It is read as tar to tear ola, its yoke. And thus, like this, it intimates that the yoke of Torah has been torn from us, has been torn from I and I. Natata Liareka nace lihita no seis mipane osheta. Selah. Thou, the eye, hast given a banner to them that fear, that reverence, that respect the eye, that it may be displayed. On what account was it given? For the sake of arrow straight going. For the sake of arrow straight going. That is, for the sake of the truth forever. That thy beloved may be delivered, saved with thy right hand, and answer I. Lit ma'an ye chalazun ye dideka hoshia ye minneka ye enemi. The phrase with thy right hand ye minneka, with thy right hand, it alludes to HaTorah, to Jah's direction, instruction that was given with Elohim's right hand. As it is said in Deuteronomy 33 and 2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he said, dost thou seek this hand? I shall give it thee again. As scripture says in Isaiah 11:11, and it shall come to pass in that day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of Amo, of his people. Gilead is mine. Li Gilead. Gilead is mine. Elohim said, I am he who wrought a miracle. Recover the remnant of Amo, of his people. Gilead is mine. Li Gilead. Gilead is mine. Elohim said, I am he who wrought a miracle
for Yephthah the Gileadite, and I am also he who wrought a miracle for Gah with thy right hand. It alludes to Had Torah.
This is the Ganja vibe, Wu-Tang culture.
The Jah's direction, instruction that was given with Elohim's right hand. As it is said in Deuteronomy 33:2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, dost thou seek this hand? I shall give it thee again. As scripture says in Isaiah 11:11, and it shall come to pass, Liareka Nes, even with Elohim's right hand, as it is said in Deuteronomy, answer I, Lit Ma'an, Ye Chalazun, Ye Dideka, Hoshia, Ye Minneka, Ye Enaini, Ye Enaini. The phrase, with thy right hand, yiminika, with thy right hand, it alludes to Had Torah, to Jah's direction, instruction that was given with Elohim's right hand, as it is said in Deuteronomy 33:2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, dost thou seek this hand? I shall give it thee again, as scripture says in Isaiah 11:11, and it shall come to pass in that day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of Amo, of his people. Gilead is mine.
Reggae.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, "Dost thou seek this hand? I shall give it thee again, as Scripture says in Isaiah 11:11. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, will set His hand again, the second time, to recover the remnant of Amo, of His people. Gilead is mine. Li Gilead. Gilead is mine. Elohim said, I am He who wrought a miracle for Yephthah, the Gileadite. And I am also He who wrought a miracle for Gideon, the son of Joash, of the tribe of Manasseh, His deliverance was deliverance for only an hour. But, however, in the everlasting, ever-living time I would to come, I shall deliver you through the Messiah, the Moshiach, the son of Ephraim, and through the Messiah, the Moshiach, the son of David, of the tribe of Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah. Ephraim also is the strength of my beginning. With Ephraim, Maoz Roshi. Ephraim also is the fence of my head. The Messiah, the son of Ephraim, will be the first to take upon himself the yoke of kingship. But Judah is my scepter. Yehuda Mechokeki. That is the Messiah, HaMashiach, the son of David, will finally rule. Moab is my washpot. Moab, Sir Rachzi. As it is said, quote, and they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines on the west. Together they shall spoil the children of the east. They shall put forth their hand upon Edom and Moab, Edom and Moab, according to Isaiah, Isaiah 11:14. Hence, the words, Moab, Sir Rachzi, Moab is my wash pot, mean that Moab is like a pot that a man pushes away after he has washed his feet in it. Al Edom, Ashalik, Na'eli, upon Edom do I cast my shoe to trample it underfoot. As is said in Isaiah 26:6, the foot shall trample it down. This is the foot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. For Scripture says in Isaiah 63:3, yea, I trod them in mine anger and trampled them in my fury, even the feet of the poor, in Isaiah 26:6, that is the King, Messiah, Negus, Messi, poor and riding upon an ass, Zechariah 9:9, will trample Edom down, and so too will the steps of the needy, Isaiah 26:6, the steps of the needy, that is, the steps of Israel, of whom it is said in Judges 6:6, and Israel, was greatly impoverished. Philistia,
Hitaro'ai. Hitaro'ai. Because of me. Philistia. Hitaro'ai. Because of me. Some take Hitaro'ai to mean be broken. As in the verse, the earth is broken, broken down in Isaiah 24:19. But others take Hitaro'ai to be a war cry. The words in Psalm 60:11, who will bring me into the fortified city? Ni yobileini ira ma'or, allude to the war against Rome. The words, who will lead me? Who will lead me to Edom? Who will lead me to Edom? Me, Nahani, Ad Edom. Allude to the war against Constantinople. At that time, that I was the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, the Israelites will find themselves in great trouble and will pray, wilt not thou the I Elohim that has cut and cast I and I off, and thou, O Elohim, that didst not go out with our armies, give us help. Give I and I help. Give I and I help from trouble. Halo ata Elohim zenachetanu v'lo tetzei Elohim be'ezivotenu. Hava lan ezrata nitzar v'shava tishuat Adam. For vain is the help of Adam. And when they see Nehemiah, the son of Hushiel, dead before the gates of Yerushalayim, they will say, for vain is the help of man. With Shava Tishuat Adam. Through Elohim, we I do valiantly. Belohim Naise Chayil. Through Elohim, we will do Chayil. We will do valiantly. We will do powerfully. Belohim Naise Chayil. For it is he that will tread down I and I adversary, our adversaries. Wuhu Yahus Arenu. For it is he that will tread down I and I adversaries. Wuhu Yahus Arenu.
We can wine and dine all night, and it's a rock.
Thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast... Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, here, here. Today's psalm, Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Psalm LX. The theme is In the Shadow of Defeat. The basic overview of today's psalm is a time in Iowa of national humiliation is mirrored in this composition, in this Isis, in this Mizmor, in this Mezmor. In the midst of a campaign, the army had suffered a reverse. Sounds like days like these with the COINTELPRO against INI, Rastafari, that has risen. The psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, it reveals the humble mood of the people of Jah people, hoping that Jah would retrieve their fortunes, their baraka, their blessings, and turn the defeat into victory. The title, it points to the Edomite war, in that David HaMelech Negus David, was engaged. And a particular incident here is singled out that, however, it tells of success rather than failure. The psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, was probably, some say, composed immediately before this exploit. And therefore, the word, sound, and power of today's daily psalm, it turned the scales from defeat into victory. Here just as an overview right here of today's daily psalm, because Psalm 47 and 7 says to chant Isis, give praises with understanding, understanding, overstanding, right here. So we have for the leader upon Shushan Edut, Miktam of David, to teach. When he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Sobah, and Joab returned and smote of Edom in the Valley of Salt, 12,000. So here the opening verse and the superscription connected with a brief intro narrative is very much key for INI and INI studies right here. Like to go into this a little more, so grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture, willing and attentive mind. Here. We're at about 6 minutes out from the grace period of the podcast here for the Wisdom Wednesday here, the middle day of the Shabuah, the fourth day of the seventh. Most people think it's the third day of the week because they miscount the time, which is that the Antichrist will seek to change laws and times. So if you think it's the third day of the week, you've been deceived. This is the fourth day. This is the midday of the seven right here. Wisma Wednesday. So here. For those in the live stream, call in. You can hear it now, or one can hopefully check out the replay here. Call in 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. Now, usually ones and ones will ride up the psalm as in the KJV, the King James Version, from what we know is the third verse that says, O God, thou hast cast INI off. Thou hast broken INI down. Thou hast been angry. O restore INI. Yet the first two verses that we read earlier on is key. Another key about today's daily psalm, and we share the reasoning that also connects with the song of Deborah, concerning some key words such as Hayil, as we say, Hayil. And just a note right there. Some Rastafari say incorrectly that Haile Selassie, the name is from Amharic. No, the name is from Ge'ez. Haile means the power of. Hayil means power. Haile means my power. But here in today's psalm, here at the 14th verse, well, this is in the Hebrew, that will probably correspond to roughly the 12th verse. It says, through God, according to the translators in English, through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that will trod down INI adversaries. So even right here, we have Hayil. Chayil. We heard some of the Hebrews, Israelites of other camps and denominations say that Haile Selassie is not Hebrew. Even Dr. York, even in his attempted hit job, is Haile Selassie Christ. He even stumbled over that, ironically, but he went away from his own way. But anyway, here we have this right here. Belohim, not Iseh Chayil. Belohim, Be Elohim, not Iseh Chayil. In Elohim, in Chayilahim, in the power, not Iseh Chayil. Some many nuns see it as Na'aseh Chayil, Na'aseh Chayil, Na'aseh, Na'aseh, I and I shall do, make, to do, Chayil, I and I will do Chayil. So here also we had brought forward the Pa'ar, in the Farai, even the connection within the scripture to the locks. Interesting, I think it's in Judges chapter 5, the Song of Deborah, where the translator totally goes over that, in other words, hides over the fact that ones and ones who grow their locks long, like the fuzzy wuzzies, as some call them in Ethiopia, those who had consecrated themselves to that battle against the enemies, against the Edomites, even the Italian fascist Edomites at that particular time. So this is to prove right here, to show and prove, you know, the deep roots, right, and why the language is the key. As Kadamawi Haile Selassie say that language is the key of communication from mind and mind. So if language is the key of communication from mind and mind, then language is the key for that wisdom from Chayilahim, from the true power, the true God, to I and I, the sons and daughters. So here in the last verse of Psalm 60, where it says valiantly, I think elsewhere in the Psalms it also points out the terminology valiantly, not violently, but it's interesting the word chayil from the chayile, or in the other sense of it, ayile. It's from ayile, contracted, we get el, contracted, ayile, chayile. And from chayile, we get chayil and chayile. Or Haile Selassie, the power of Haile Selassie. To say Haile is to say my power. So Haile, that construct right there, that is Amharic. We'll get into some of that right there. Take I and I word for it, but study it to know the truth. Study to show yourself approved to he who be we be. We got 90 seconds right here. 90 seconds right here. Like to go through a build right here on today's daily psalm, some basics of today's daily psalm, a very important psalm for I and I in the shadow of defeat. And as the study of today's psalm, along with history, it points to there was like a defeat. It seemed like a defeat was coming forward. And then we get them rising up to chant the word, sound, and power. The intro right here, 60 seconds, y'all. For the leader, the chief musician upon Shushan Edut. What does Shushan Edut mean? Lily of testimony, or Shushan also lily. It is like a word sound that can mean trumpets, because the trumpets and the lily. Yes, I like the lily of the valley. Miktam. What does Miktam mean? A Miktam of David. A what? Of David. To do what? To teach. When he strove with Aram, Naharaim, and Aram, Zobah, and Joab returned and smote of Edom, in the valley of salt, them saltines, yeah? In the valley of salt, 12,000.
Psalm 16. And then, O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, 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 tread down our end.
Yes, 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 for he, even he who be who he be, is divine majesty, shall tread down I and I enemy. So when we're trodden, I and I trodden in Yahweh, truth and life, the way, the truth and the life, it is he and I and I and we that is trodden down and treading down I and I enemy. So here, 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 a little build, a little build right here on today's daily song. These are really keys right here. So we can take the logos and make it the rhema. What do we mean by that, Chavarim? We mean to take the logos is like the standing word, right? And the rhema word is applying it right now. The application. What is the application in Yahweh, truth and life for this word that we have right here, here, here? So here, 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 in the shadow of the feet, let's zoom in on a couple of key words that we have. A couple of key words like Shushan Edut. Just look on Shushan Edut. There's other words and names in today's daily psalm, such as we have the Selah. What does the Selah really mean? We have Shechem. We also have the Valley of Succoth, right? Also, we had Succoth or booths or huts or tabernacles, pavilions, at the fullness of the ecclesiastical, the churchical year, the first 7 months, 7 moons of the Hebrew holy year. We have Gilead. What does Gilead mean? Manasseh. What does Manasseh mean? Ephraim. These are word sounds. These are some call them mantras, right? Whether it could be psychic protection for heart and mind, but also word sound and power. What does Yehuda mean? Moab. What does Moab mean? Edom. What's the meaning of Edom? Philistia. Here. Let's start from the top right here, the time that we have right here. So up on Shushan Edut, Lanatayah, al Shushan Edut, Miktam Litawit, Le Lameid, Be Hatzoto Eteram Naharaima We Eterama Tsoba Wayashab Yoab Wayak Ete Edoma Bigim Melach Shinaim Asar Aleph. Bringing out the first two verses, the key verses. And when we hear the KJV part right there, they begin at, oh God, thou hast cast us off. But there's those two verses before, often referred to as the title or the superscription. Those verses are the key for the proper context. You know, it's like a sniper, for example, a professional sniper, marksman, right? Even Dawid said in a particular area after Saul and his sons were killed, he said, teach Yehuda, the bow, the use of the bow. The bow was like the ancient sniper. The sniper has to take account of many things. Wind, he has to adjust his sights, you know, make sure his gun is clean and everything, hovering. The same thing you must do with the word, sound, and power. So those two verses are key right there, you know, because you may line up your target, but the wind throw it off and you might get a collateral damage, hurt an innocent person. All right, no friendly fire or loose fire. That's Lucifer. La Menatseyach, for the chief musician, the Menatseyach, the overcomer from the Natah. on the tree of life, Hebraically, Kabbalistically speaking, we have the cipher that's known as Natach, or some say Netzach. Netzach often is interpreted as victory. Menatzeach, in its new covenant sense, Hebraically, is the overcomer, as we have in the Chazon of Yohanan, in the Chazon, the vision of John, Hebraically, in the Yohannes Arai, of Yohannes Arai, the vision of John. So here, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer. Al Shushan Edut. All means upon, all on Shushan. Lily Edut. Edut is testimony or witness. Now, this is also the same word in many areas in translation that refers to the congregation, the aggregation. The aggregation is called like the witness, the adat, the edat, the edut, the congregation, the witness, as we bear witness, as we testify. That same sense of witnessing and testify gets lost in translation and comes down to this sense nowadays of martyr, a martyr. Now, often we hear the word martyr, we think like somebody was saying something or doing something that somebody didn't like and they got killed for that. And yes, that happens to those who speak the truth, especially Jah truth in Yahweh. There are those martyrs. But the martyr, the word martyr means one who causes to be heard, the witness or the testimony, one who testifies. That's that connection there with Edut. So here, the psalm, here, the superscription lining up I and I, word, sound, and power for the chief musician, the overcomer, on, as one would say, on God, on my mother, on this, on that. It has that same connotation. Al Shushan Edut. On Shushan Edut. Like say, word up, on this, on that. Here, Lanatseyach. Al Shushan Edut. On, up, on Shushan Edut. So the Targum, the translation interpretation here in basic English is Lily of Testimony in today's Psalm Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60. We also have this in the titles of Psalm XLV. XLV would be 45. In LXIX would be Psalm 69. And in LXXX, which would be Psalm 80. We should compare and contrast the title here with these other psalms and see if we can see the connection. What's the pattern here? Some say that this indicates the name of a melody, similar to when we say like on this rhythm, on that rhythm, right? Bring this rhythm forward, bring that dub forward, or this dub. Now here it says to teach. Now we're going to zoom in on the word miktam momentarily here because it occurs in the earlier psalm, miktam, I think in Psalm 16. What is a miktam? What is the metaphysics of miktam? What is the applied science, the Hebrew science of miktam? Here it says miktam lidawid, lilamed. What does Dawid, what does the name Dawid mean? Of David, a miktam of Dawid, the well-beloved, li, for, of, lamed. So we have the word lamad in the Hebrew, lamarinya in the Amharic, we have lemmede, right? And then you might have heard one say about Talmud. Well, Talmud is an operative word that means teaching. A disciple is a Talmid, and li lamed is to teach. In 2 Samuel 1 and 18, a link here with to teach, lilamed. It's the direction, some say, direction, that means that the poem or the composition was to be taught to the army, was to be taught to the tzabaot, to the army, to the host, to the army recruits, because of its connection with war. You know, in the armies and the military, they have what they call cadence. Left, right, left, and then they have various different cadence. So in the ancient Hebraic sense, This psalm contains nuff, nuff, nuff that was to be taught to the army recruits in a similar sense right here, here, here. So the first thing first, we're going to touch on Shushan. Shushan Edut, the lily, as we have the lily of the valley. So here, here, referring as a basic point of reference to the metaphysical, metaphysical Bible dictionary here. One can download the PDF free at LOJS.org. Also, ones and ones advised to get a hard copy. A hard copy is good, but right now one can get a PDF copy and it's out there. We also have it at the website right there, LOJS.org. First, let's break down Shushan. Shushan. Then we have Shushan, we have Shoshani. You'll see that also in some of the translations. So at least in some areas, the KJV gives us some stepping stones. Don't make them stumbling blocks through ignorance. Learn what they mean. Some stepping stones into the Hebrew, having some of these words in the translation. So Shushan. Shushan means lily or bright colored. In a sense, white, because a lily is of that color, or red, purple, colorful, joyous, bright, ornamental trumpet, a trumpet because of the shape of the Shushan, like a word pick, Shushan, a symbol. Now, first, the phi cycle, the physical, we could say the natural, the earthly type, and then the meta-phi cycle, then the spiritual, the higher type, first the outer type, then the inner type, right? So here, Shushan, the place, Slika, the palace, the place that's known as the palace or the castle of the king of Persia and Media. Now, Persia and Media, that's two of the four kingdoms. So the Talmudim of the King of Kings will know that we speak and teach and go into the Midrash and we speak about the four kingdoms, the four kingdoms. What are the four kingdoms that we, Jah people, were brought under the four kingdoms? Four kingdoms, right? What are these particular four kingdoms? We have the Babylon, right? Like Babylon, Media, Media Persia, the Gracchi, Latter-day Greeks, and the Rome, the Latins, the Romans. So here, Shushan was the name of the palace or the castle of the king of Media and Persia. Secondarily, Shushan was the capital of Elam or Elam, where the kings had their winter palace. Interesting here, we're moving into the winter moons right now in this time of the year. Later, the kingdom of Persia included what was formerly known or formerly called Elam. So the kingdom of Persia, we could say, included or in a sense annexed what was formerly before known as Elam. And then we have like the Elamites linked to that name. In Esther chapter 1 verse 2 and Daniel chapter 8 verse 2, the same word is translated as lily and lilies, Shushan, Shoshani, lily and lilies in other places in the Bible. Some places the translator puts the word there, other places it's translated either as lily or lilies. For example, 1 Kings chapter 7 verses 19 to 26, and Shir HaShirim, song, Shir Ha the Shirim, song of the song, song of songs, chapter 2, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 16. So that's the groundation, the earthly type, the foundation, because it can't be no metaphysical, right, by the foundation, the phi cycle. So here, the metaphysical of Shushan. Shushan, according to the Hebrew science, the iritical science, Shushan means and refers to pure thoughts. Pure thoughts symbolize symbolically like lily. The Orientals, okay, let's pause on this because ones might hear Orientals and might think that we're just speaking of like Chinese or Japanese or Indonesian. No. The Ethiopian church is one of the five sister churches that is called the Oriental churches, the Eastern Oriental churches. Probably it's not Eastern Orthodox, but Eastern Oriental churches. Check out the works of Archbishop Yitzhak, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church and Integrally African Church. He zooms in on that, and he brings that out there as well. And you can also do a wiki. Wiki has an interesting page on the Eastern, like the Oriental churches. And Ethiopia is one of those five sister churches. One of those five sister churches. Well, the Coptic church or the Egyptian church, the Ethiopian church, the Syrian church, right, the Aramean church, and the Indian church. Yes, I just wanted to make sure it's right and accurate. The Egyptian church, the Ethiopian church, the Syrian church, the Aramean church, Armenian church, we say the Armenian church, and the Indian church are the five sister churches that kept to the true doctrine, the true teaching, the true Timheret, or Hebraically, the true Talmud, the true teaching, and the true nature of Christ and of the gospel, the good news. So here, Shushan, pure thoughts, Lily. So the Orientals, Orient means East. It means East. So in the true sense, the like Oriental studies academically is the studies of everywhere from the East of the River Nile, Arabia, up north and south, going to roughly the Babylon, the River Euphrates, over that region. That's what's called the Oriental studies, right? That was a misnomer what they called the Chinese and Japanese and Indian. They call some of them Oriental, but really now, more correctly, they refer to themselves as Asian. And His Majesty speaks to that liberation on the African and the Asian continents. So here, the Oriental, the Easterners, right, they associate white, not how pseudo so-called Saltines or so-called white supremacists would say they're white, no, but looking at the truth, they associate the color or white with any brilliant color to say like it's bright. Like you say bright, they associate in the linguistics white with that. They don't associate it with so-called white people or whatnot like that. Just check that. We got to correct that. Otherwise, one will stumble. The different colors in their highest sense, they bespeak of spiritual, irithical qualities. And these all enter into true spiritual, irithical light and purity. Now here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, it has an open parenthesis and it says Sea Elan. I think that is very interesting considering today's daily psalm. So here, let's rightly divide the word, go here a little, there a little. So let's refer over here a little. We might be reading a certain part of the scripture and we see a verse or read a verse and we make an interpretation of it, but there's a root, a groundation elsewhere. So our interpretation that we may see nowadays might not match the divine, the divine mind. We have to study to show ourselves approved. So here, let's go to Elam. In the Hebrew, more of Elam, but here in the English, ones will say that's Elam. Elam means hidden. Elam means hidden. Elam means concealed. Elam refers to remote time. Like ancient time to us nowadays is hidden, is concealed. So Elam in a sense to eternal, everlasting in its sense, according to the Hebrew. Elam also means fully developed. Elam is also used in the Hebrew for like a young man. Elam is also used for that time of growth from childhood to puberty. Elam was a son of Shem, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 10. Verse 22, Elam is also a country or a people that descended from Shem in Genesis chapter 14, verse 1. Elam is mentioned in Isaiah 11:11, as a place where Adonai, the Lord, the sovereign, quote, will set his hand again the second time. The second Iowa to recover the remnant of Amo, of his people. Some other peoples there, as well as Cush, but zooming in on Elam right now. Next, Elam was a Levite. There was Halawi, a Levite that was known by the name of Elam in 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 3. Also, there was a Binyamawi, a Benjamite, who was known as Elam in 1 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 24. Elam is mentioned as a man whose, quote, children, end quote, returned from the Babylonian captivity in Ezra chapter 2, verse 7. There's also another Elam who was a priest, a Kohen, who helped praise Isis and give thanks, Torah, at the dedication, rephrase the livication, the Hanukkah. What's known as the Hanukkah is the livication of the temple, HaHekal, after it was rebuilt in Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 42. And last but not leastly, Elam was a chief of the people of Jah, people who joined Nehemiah in sealing the covenant in Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 14. Now, these two books, Ezra and Nehemiah, is very important for us now. There was a one named Sanballat and one named Tobiah. There was various ones named Tobiah, but this Tobiah was not a good Tobiah, and they tried to frustrate the work and the effort of the Yehudim, even we, the black Jews, returning from Babylon to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple. And this is like certain ones and ones nowadays, right? You know, we just got to call certain ones and ones out. What's up, Omar Tobiah? You know what I mean? What's the call? What's up, Garfield? You know, because they are involved in this same sort of activity to frustrate that return of the captivity and the return of the captives to Jerusalem. Get into more details, but Chabarim, note that for the record. Now, the basic Elam, that was the basic Elam, meaning of Elam, and the various ones from the son of Shem, that was Elam, to a chief of the people who joined Nehemiah in sealing the covenant in Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 14. So that's a phi cycle. Here, the metaphy cycle of Elam, because here in the Scofield Study Bible, it has a reference of see or refer to Elam in connection with Shushan. So the meta of Elam is thoughts, referring to thoughts, to who thought, to thoughts of the abidingness and the resourcefulness and the creative power of truth and truthfulness of that is of Hailahim, Alahayim, Elohim, of the power, spirit. Irit, thus the sense of Elam in the sense of interpretation of eternal, everlasting, fully developed, a young man or puberty. So the natural man may not know the truth of his being, the natural man. Bamarinya brings out the sense of the natural man as like the Fitratawi, the man who just a created man, may not know of the truth of his being. It may be hidden, concealed, Elam, under the debris of sense thought, of the satana of the senses, or as Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach refers to it in his teaching to the Talmudim, I. He speaks about the five wise versions and the five foolish versions. So the sense thought, the debris of the sense thought and belief is like the five foolish virgins. They lack that oil. And oil in the scripture, according to the Hebrew science of the metaphysics, oil is a symbolism of spirit, of irit. It will come to light in due time. So once again, the natural man, just a created man, may not know the truth of his being. It may be hidden, concealed under the debris of sense thought and belief. In other words, we have five senses, the natural senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, on the natural level because of the carbon organic structure known as the body. But what about those five senses on the spiritual, the higher level, the seeing of the mind, the seeing of the spirit, right, and the other senses. Just to share a couple of groundational words, difference between the five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins. But it will come to light in due time, however, and will bring forth its fruit, the fruit of the spirit, the fruit of the irid, its fruit of perfection, of completion, of fullness in the life of every individual, of every indivisible dual, every individual. So with Elam or Elam, there's also the Elamites. Who are the Elamites? Of or pertaining to Elam or Elam, descendants of Shem and inhabitants of the country of Elam or Elam, who were settled or settled in Samaria. Samaria, remember we have the Samaritans, and there seems to be some difference between the Yehudi and the Samaritans. Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, I and I Rabbi Yeshua, he says so to the Samaritan woman in John's gospel. He says that y'all worship that which you know not. We know what we worship for salvation of the Yehudim, of the Judahites or of the Jews. So here it's interesting to note that these descendants of Shem, the Elamites, they were settled in Samaria, which is the northern part, right, of ancient Israel by the Assyrian king. After he had carried the Israelites, the 10 northern tribes, away captive. Reference Ezra chapter 4, verse 9, and Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 9, to the Elamites and their connection. So the Elamites, the metaphysical of the Elamites, the group, the ones who are of this, like we say, the Rastafari, and I and I as Rastafari. Rasta is just a derivative. It could be used for good or not, but the fullness is Rastafari. Rastafari does not originate in Jamaica. Check them. Rastafari originates in Ethiopia, but that is the lightning shined from the east to the west. Jamaica, Binyamin, Benjamin becomes that lighthouse. Jamaica was that lighthouse. What's interesting to note is that Benjamin, the territory of Benjamin, is where the Hekal, the temple, was established. But later on, it was incorporated into Yehuda, into Judah. So this relationship between the ones they call, some will say, the Yankee Yardie, trying to get us in the tribal war, but between the so-called black Americans, right, and the black Jamaicans in Rastafari is very interesting. Don't let these liars, these Sambalat and bad Tobias try to deceive you, as they did in Ezra and Nehemiah. They're on the rise again. But the meta of the Elamites is thoughts, beliefs, activities belonging to Elam, the Elam consciousness, the Elam consciousness in man. So people say, I'm conscious, I'm into consciousness. Nobody's going to ask, what kind of consciousness? I mean, somebody passes out, you give them some smelling salt, they become woke again, but they might not even know what happened to them. You know what happened to them. They swoon and they passed out. But so what kind of consciousness are we speaking about? Here we have the Elam consciousness, the thoughts, beliefs, activities belonging to the Elam consciousness in man, and dominated by error views or erroneous views concerning life, liberty, and truth. So this connection right here with the Elam or Elam. But let's continue right here. We're just building on the opening words right here of today's daily psalm, because there's the applicative of this word. Otherwise, it turns into what one can call bad religion. You know, one just, you know, rambling a prayer but don't understand what it's for and forgot what Psalm 47 and 7 says, to chant Isaac's praises with understanding, with application. So there's power behind the word, sound power. There must be intent. What is the intent behind the word, sound power? So we have Shushan, once again, Lily. Now, combined here in today's daily psalm in the superscription, Shushan Edut, or Shushan Edut, Shushan Edut. Lily of the covenant. So the Edut sense, the word for covenant in Hebrew is berit, but a testimony, especially the Hebrew testimony, speaks of a testimony to the covenant. So in this breakdown of it, Shushan Edut may be interpreted into English as lily of the covenant, but more directly as lily of testimony. But in the metaphysical or in the higher Hebraic sense, word sound, a trumpet in the twofold truths, the Hebrew two truths, literally more directly, lily of testimony. On the next level, trumpet of revelation. So the word lily, referring to trumpet, because the Shushan, the lily, resembles a trumpet, and the Edut, the testimony, is also a revelation. Shushan Edut, ornament of the psalm. The psalm, the word, sound, and power of the psalm is a testimony. Now, what's very interesting in the Gutas, the Ethiopic and the Gutas, in some of our basic study of Gutas, the word for psalm, the root is zemre, zemre. In the Hebrew, is brought out as zamar, zamara, zamara, zemre, zemre, like tomato, tomato. You know, even amongst one people, there are different dialects, but they're speaking the same language. So what's interesting here is that in the Ethiopic definition that we had read and studied many years ago, it brought out that the root of mizmor, mezmor, psalm, from zemre, zamre, is to be a witness. The psalm is a witness. The chant, the eyes is the witness. So here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, we can know that this is a true bringing out of it based on the Ethiopic studies that we were able to touch on, where it brings it out as ornament of the psalm, an ornament, Shushan Edut, an ornament of the chant, the eyes. Shushan Edut with trumpet and lute, with trumpet and lute, to the lute like a flute, with trumpet and lute. Also Shushan Edut, a colorful, lyrical, lyric song. So here, 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 that's the basic of Shushan Edut, right there, the basic Hebrew bring out of the word. And here the phi cycle, instruction to the choir master, the menatzeach, the leader of the temple music, the chief musician. And you say, to my selector, to the selector, in that sense, in the chant hall. As to the tune, as to the tune, the tempo, the quality. So even the chant hall, the dance hall, once it set speed, that set speed, you know, or you might hitch it up for this chant. So here, the Shushan Edut is instruction to the choir master or the leader of the temple music, Hebraically the Menatzeach, the Mezemran Aleka in the Ethiopic. As to the tune, the tempo, the quality, or the instruments to be used as accompaniment. What instruments are used as accompaniment for this word sound, this chant, this Isis? So here there's a reference to Psalm 60, here, 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 today's daily psalm, and it's in the title. Now here, it says meta. They don't go into the meta directly here, but they say, see, Shoshanim Edut. So what's the difference between Shushan Edut and Shoshanim Edut? One is a singular sense, Shushan, singular lily. Shoshanim means lily. Or another sense of it, one, Shushan, a trumpet of testimony. Shoshanim, trumpets or lilies of testimonies. So here, 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 let's go there, let's go there, so we can get a fuller full right here. Now, what's interesting here, we have Shoshanim. Let's touch on Shoshanim. So one, Shushan, singular. Shoshanim, plural. Shoshanim, from the Hebrew, lilies, or lilies-like, ornamental, trumpets, cymbals, bright, or in another sense of the word, right? Like I said, yeah, that dove was Shoshanim, That means that dove was bright. It was colorful. It was rich. It was bright. In that sense, colorful music. Shoshanim, the fire cycle first here, a title, introductory to the 45th song. Now, the 45th song, in case you don't know, that was a coronation day song of Garmawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, as well as Kedamawi to Tegemene. That was the coronation, one of the psalms on coronation day, November 2nd, acceptable year of Jehovah, 1930. So a title, Shoshanim, introductory to the 45th and the 69th psalm. A marginal note says of this word, that is lilies. In some of your Bibles, if you go there, Psalm 45, Psalm 69, you might find a marginal note that says lilies. The indication is that Shoshanim was a formal direction to the choir master or the leader of the music, La Menatzeach, to the chief musician, to the overcomer, as to the tune, tempo, quality, or the instruments to be used as accompaniment. Here, the meta for Shoshanim, the idea, the seed, the thought here is beauty and purity of thought and feeling, thought and vibes, feelings, thus lilies. And that Rastafari I Bingi chant, the lily of the valley, that old black Negro spiritual churchical chant that only I and I as Rastafari continue to chant. The idea here is beauty and purity of thought and feeling lilies as a factor in bringing about harmony, music, orderly or melodious ideas, and their expression in mind and body. Trumpets, it bespeaks to giving expression to. So the idea of trumpets, they say raise your voice, raise the high voice as a trumpet. The idea of trumpet and trumpets, it bespeaks to giving expression, right? I had to raise a trumpet. That means I had to give expression to such and such. So that's Shoshanim. Now together, these two words together, Shoshanim Edut, lilies of the law, because once again, edut means testimony, but we're testifying to the covenant, and we're testifying to HaTorah, we're testifying to Jaloh, we're testifying to the teaching of His Majesty, we're testifying to the glory of His Majesty, we're testifying to the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, according to the teaching of His Majesty, according to the true call, chosen and faithful, Rastafari. Lilies of the covenant, Shoshanim Edut. Lilies of the testimony, trumpets of revelation, ornaments of the song, with trumpet and lute, ornamental lyric song. So like even from Shushan Edut, metaphysically you can see it's basically similar, one and the same. The difference is that Shoshanim is plural, lilies, and Shushan is singular, lily, or metaphorically speaking, trumpet. The manner or melody after that, the song, the chant was to be sung. So to put it another way, it's like if there was a well-known dub that we had and it was called Shoshanim Edut, and we're performing that in the chant hall, Isis hall, like it's a dance hall, but the Isis hall. We dance, but it's about Isis, right? And the chief musician or one coming forward to perform that, they say, on Shoshanim, Al Shoshanim Edut. In other words, put this on this dub or to the band, the live band, to play this particular tune, the manner, the melody. After that, the psalm was to be sung or chanted. Psalm 80, in the title, it says, that is, lilies, a testimony in the marginal note. Once again, the meta is similar, but hear this here for the plural, Shoshanim Edut. Purity of thought, also the beauty, the IT, the beauty of high spiritual thought, iritical thought, actively expressing in the consciousness, and in the very depths of the soul, of the psyche, thus proving that pure thinking. Once again, this is purity of thought, also the beauty of high spiritual thought actively expressing in the consciousness, as Matthew says, because advice is vice to all, about fulfilling the Ten Commandments. And he says not only historically Christian, Messiahite, but actively. Purity of thought, also the beauty of high spiritual thought, actively expressing in the consciousness and in the very depths of the soul, thus proving that pure thinking, desiring, and feeling are strong factors in establishing harmony, like symmetry, and music, orderly, melodious activities of mind and body. When we say the indivisible dual, mind and body, and their resultant conditions, thus lilies of the testimony, ornamental lyric song, lilies of the covenant, trumpets of revelation, trumpets of revelation, right here, here, here. So let's take a little Selah moment, going to follow up on the Miktam, just a basic build, a breakdown, so we can see the application for this word sound, all right? This word sound and power, right here, here, here. Yes, sir. Right.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah, Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. A bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors?
Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Yes, 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 everyone should know. Awo, 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 awo. Yes, Chayil. We will do valiantly today's daily song, powerfully, right? Overpower, prevail over. Everyone should know. So right there, heal up Queen Africa right there with the Ayabingi chant, the Lily of the Valley, and also Psalm 19 as well right there, just to bring out this sense of the superscription of today's psalm, of Psalm 60, as well as other psalms that have this superscription, Shushan and Shoshanim Edut, the Lily of the Valley, the Lily of Witness, I testify, yes, I. So here, the little time that we have right here on the air, on this podcast right here for today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, Mizmor Samek, in the shadow of defeat. Before the chant, there was failure, defeat was seemingly imminent, you know. However, after rising up the chant, victory, word, sound, and power, that leads to that verse right there that fulfills the psalm. Through Elohim, I shall do valiantly. Be'elohim, na'aseh chayil. Through Hailahim, the power, na'aseh chayil. I will do chayil. Wehu, yabus. Sareinu, for it is he, for he and he, who, with and who, he, Yabus, will trod down, Yabus, Sareinu, I and I, adversities. But here, in the superscription, we touched on for the leader, the Menatzeach, the overcomer, upon Shushan Edut, But then it says this, Miktam Le Dawid, Miktam Le Dawid Le Lamed, Miktam of David to teach. So what is a Miktam? If it's to teach, it's a David, something, something, Miktam, not Michtam. The CH in Hebrew is always a K sound, but it's a Miktam of David. So what is a Miktam? Here, 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 Miktam. Miktam, a writing. Miktam, a prescript. Miktam, a poem. Miktam, a psalm. Miktam, a song. Miktam, a golden psalm, a golden composition. Miktam, precious verse. Miktam, an epigram, a preeminent inscription. Now, this is a word that's mentioned in the titles of Psalm 16, Psalm 56, 57, 58, 59, and 60. So, you know, how can we give eyes and praises if we don't have a basic understanding and understanding of this? It's a key right here, here, here. And so we share this right here, and also in some of the breakdowns, the ancient breakdowns, you know, Maktam is broken down in some other interesting ways, but a basic here of Miktam. The meta of Miktam is the entrance into consciousness of wise, even here on the Wisma, Wisma Wednesday, Wisma, wiseness, the entrance into consciousness of wise, inspiring, harmonious, uplifting thoughts of substance and truth. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance and truth. And the inscribing of these truth ideals in the memory, in the phrase golden psalm, golden from ketem in the Hebrew. We said, well, why is all these different? Well, when you break down and build the Hebrew etymology, you'll see the different nuances, how we can reason and meditate, and the ancient sages would reason and meditate. Ketem means fine gold. So in this sense, the golden psalm, golden here, it suggests wisma, wisdom, chokmah, the Hebrew sophia, bamarinya, tibet, and substance. Miktam, writing, precious verse, a poem, a composition intended to record memorial thoughts, memorable thoughts. Miktam, as writing, this makes I and I think and meditate of something uplifting and inspiring, inspiring, the spirit within the writing, inspiring, while both the words poem and song, bringing out that sense of Miktam, this signify inspiration, the spirit within, and rhythm or harmony. So here, 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 brothers and sisters and brothers, right here, here, here. So we're going to ride up and ride out right here due to the limitation of time here on the air. But ones and ones, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, to follow up on the build right here, we have words like or names like Aram Naharaim. I think in the KJV they translate it slightly differently right there. But more to come, looking forward, 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 onward and upward. And a question here, is Zion's gate closing? Ethiopia, Zion's gates. We're going to have working on a special podcast coming forward, forward for the Monday, the moon day coming forward, child willing, hopefully. All right. Ones and ones from Ethiopia, Ras Haile Jesus, to share and discuss a little bit more on Shashamani, right, from ones who have lived there, right, especially for I and I, you could say the Black American Rastafari, to complement what I and I brothers from Jamaica and elsewhere have done. You know, the family coming together, in that example of Yehuda, Judah, and Benjamin, and Levi, yes, I, Rastafari, the southern kingdom, yes, I. So here, 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 riding upward and onward, remember Wisma. Wisdom, she is the principal thing. All you're getting, make sure you get Wisma. said, King Tubby, here, here, here. Yes, I, here, here, here. KJV, Royal Amharic. Yes, I, Rastafari. I'm out there.
Lamna Tseyach Allah Shushan Eduta Miktam Le Dawid Le Lamed Behas Oto Etaram Naharaim We Etaramas Oba Wayashav Yoaba Wayaka Eta Doma Begeya Melach Shneim Asar Aleif Elohim zenachetanu, tziratzetanu, anafta tishovev lanu, hiraashita eretza tizametaha refa, shibareha kimata, hiraita Amika Asher Hisha Kiatanu Yaina Taraela Natasta Lia Reka Nesa Li Hita No Seisa Mipneya Koshet Sela Li Maana Yea, Halisuna, ye dear de ka, ho she are, ye mean ne ka, why neni Elohima di bera, de ka de sho, e isola, e halika, she kema we aimeka, sukota, amadeed. Li Gileada with Li Menashe with Ephraim Maoz Roshi Yehuda Mia Hokeki Moab Sira Rachzia Allah Edoma Eshalika Naeli Alaya Peleshet Hita Hitaroi Mi Yobileni Ira Matsor Mia Nacheni Ada Edom Halo Ata Elohim Zenachetanu Wulotes Elohim Bis Ivotenu Habalanu Ezrata Misara We Ashava Te Eshuata Adam Belohima Na Ese Hail We Hua Yabusa Arenu
Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our and 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 tread down our.
መዝሙር 59 በቅንፍ 60 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የሶርያን ሁለቱን ወንዞችና የሶርያን ሶባልን ባቃጠለ ጊዜ ኢዮአብም ተመልሶ ከኤዶማውያን ሰዎች በጨው ሸለቆ 12000 በገደለ ጊዜ ለትምህርት የዳዊት ቀኔ አቤቱ ጣልህን አፈረስህንም ተቆጣህን ይቅርም አልህን ምድርን አናወጥካት አወካትም ተናውጣለችና ቁስሏን ፈውስ ለሕዝብ ጭንቅን አሳይሃቸው አስደንጋጩንም ወይን አጠጣህ ከቀስት ፊት ያመልጡ ዘንድ ለሚፈሩህ ምልክትን ሰጣቸው ወዳጆችህ እንዲድኑ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም ካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይ ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱ የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋልና
Lamna Tseyach Allah Shushan Edut Miktam Le David Le Lamed Behasoto Etaram Naharaim We Etaram Soba Wayashav Yoaba Wayaka Et Doma Begeya Melach Shneim Asar Aleich Elohim zenachetanu, tziratzetanu, anafta, tishovev lanu, hiraashita eretza, tizametaha refa, shibareha kimata, hiraita, Amika Asher Hisha Kiatanu Yaina Taraela Natata Lia Reka Nesa Lihita Noseisa Mipnea Koshet Sela Le ma'ana yea halis una yedia de ka hoshi a yimine ka waya neni Elohima dibera de kadisho e izola e halika shekema we aimeka sukota Amaded Li Gilyada We Li Menashe We Ephraim Maoz Roshi Yehuda Nia Hokeki Moab Sira Rachzia Allah Edoma Eshalika Naeli Alaya Pelesheta Hita Roa
Mi yo bileni era matzor mia naheni ada edom. Halo ata, halo ata Elohim ze nachedanu. Ulo teis Elohim bis ivotenu. Habalanu. Azarata misara, we ashava te eshuata Adam. Belohim na ese hail, we hua yabusa arenu. Thank you.